Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 29th edition. Hope everybody had a great Wednesday out there. Lots and lots of fun. Joey Votto's day is just ridiculous. We had a COVID outbreak, which canceled the Nats Philadelphia game. Baseball's back, baby. It's back. So hold on for the last 2 months of the season. It's going to be a wild ride. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at BDIntric. Help you out there, or in the free fantasy DJ and Slack chat. Just come join us over there as well. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, check out the Bench with Bubba podcast. Recorded Tuesday night, Bubba the Bat Flip recapping the week's fab as usual. And on Thursday, when you're listening to this, I will be recording a trade recap. There'll still be trades on Friday, but trade deadline with the fantasy impact recap with Scott Pianowski of Yahoo Sports. So go check all that good stuff out. Also, if you like playing DFS, you like prop bets, go check out Prize Picks. Great way to have a little fun in both. Tons and tons of fun stuff. We drop picks in the fantasy DJ and Slack chat all the time. Our buddy Dustin Mabin got bored, couldn't sleep last night, dropped some beach volleyball from the Olympics in there. That hit. Like, it's just fun, all the craziness that's going on there. So if you're new to Prize Picks, create your account, use promo code Bubba, and when you make your first deposit, you'll get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. So go check out Prize Picks, use promo code Bubba. Also, if you like my written content, it's at rotoballer.com, and on Thursday is the free DraftKings article. All right, we have a six-game early slate and a five-game main slate. We're going to go through both of them for you. Just so you guys are aware, the six-game early slate consists of the Washington-Philadelphia game, one of the doubleheader, which I'm pretty sure they're not playing at all. If that game plays, just use Max Scherzer and walk away. Otherwise, maybe you could use a Juan Soto versus Finney V, but I'm pretty sure that game's not playing, so we're not going to worry about that one right now. All right, let's talk about we're going to go game by game because it's a small slate. Atlanta at the New York Mets, Taijuan Walker, Drew Smyly. Smyly is back in action. He's $6,800. He's been using him for value of late. He brings a great floor, like literally 10-plus points, but usually 15 to 20-plus points. More often than not, he's going up against the New York Mets team that has been struggling of late. They're striking out 22% of the time versus lefties, but they are hitting them with power. I will say that much. A 161 ISO, 298.8 average, and a 133 WRC+. But Smyly on a small slate for value, I don't mind at $6,800. I'm going to pass on Taijuan Walker. So if you're looking for bats on this slate, it's like Freddie Freeman. It's Almonte could be some value for you. Ozzie Albies, some of those Braves bats have been swinging it really, really good. All right, Yankees at Tampa Bay. Gerrit Cole, Luis Patino. Gerrit Cole has locked back in, folks. He figured out how to pitch without the sticky stuff. Little rocky in his last start against Boston, but still struck out 8 to save the day. He has 8 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. He has 6 or more Ks in 6 straight starts, putting up 20-plus or 16-plus points in 4 of his last 6, 20-plus in 3 of his last 6. Going up against the Tampa Bay team that you know you can strike out quite a bit. They are striking out 23% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 258 with a 125 WRC+ versus right-handed pitchers. But Gerrit Cole at 10-7 is a very, very, very good play on that slate. I will say Luis Patino is interesting. He got up to 98 pitches his last time out and 5 and a third in back-to-back starts. 4Ks and 5Ks, just got in a little bit of trouble, 4 runs and 5 runs in those two starts. If you can limit the damage, it's great. Little dicey at 59. You can use him if you want on a small slate, but I'll pass. Pretty much, if you want to be contrarian, Brandon Lau is a great contrarian play against Gerrit Cole. Like that one quite a bit. Otherwise, pretty much staying off of Tampa Bay. You could look at Gleyber Torres, who's still super cheap with the Yankees, and see what other value comes out there. Like Judge is back, Stanton's back. Gary Sanchez is swinging it okay. But for the most part, don't want many of the bats in this game. I do like Gleyber Torres. This is a nice, like, cheap one-off if you need one. Now we're going to get into some of the bats we like. We got Carlos Rodon versus Hernandez of Kansas City. White Sox at the Royals in this one. Over-under is 10 in this game. Carlos Rodon is a phenomenal play at $9,700. He scuffled a bit his last time out against Milwaukee. 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. There are 2 earned runs, 2 home runs, 5 Ks. But prior to that was outstanding. Prior to that start, he had 8 or more Ks in 9 straight starts. 20 or more points in 7 of those 9 starts. He's been nothing but perfection. Now he goes up against the Kansas City Royals offense that you can definitely take advantage of, striking out 22.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching in the last month, hitting 269 with a 126 ISO. They don't face Carlos Rodon that often. Like, those are great numbers against lefties, but Carlos Rodon's in a different league. I will say he hasn't faced him in his last 10 starts, so I don't have that info for you right here, but I like Rodon's outing. What I will say, if you want to be contrarian, Jorge Soler is only 3K still. He's really, really cheap. Tons of power. When Rodon gets into trouble, it's right-handed power. So Jorge Soler would be a great play if you want to stack with Merrifield and Salvi and some other guys, sure. But if you just like a one-off to be different, Jorge Soler, really good play at 3K. Otherwise, love Rodon this one, and I love the White Sox bats. Going up against Hernandez here, you can take advantage of this. Then the Royals bullpen. Eloy left injured, so we're not going him, but Vaughn's still cheap. You got Anderson, Moncada. See what other value pops up. There are Sheets, maybe, and some other guys. I like the White Sox to have a big one versus Kansas City. Cincinnati at Chicago, my top stack of the day is in here. But we got Luis Castillo versus Alec Mills. Castillo's only $8,800, and he is one of the top point-per-dollar plays on this slate. 15 or more points in 10 straight starts. He has been everything you want it to be and more. 6 or more innings pitched in 8 of 10. 3 earned runs or less in every one of those starts. 2 earned runs or less in 8 of those 10 starts. And he has 6 or more Ks in 8 of those 8 of his last 9 starts. He's been perfect. He's been great. He's been the guy we always wanted him to be. Now you get a Cubs team striking out nearly 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the last month, hitting 236 with a 91 WRC+. Love Luis Castillo at $8,800. Phenomenal play. If you want some bats in this game, I'm going right back to Cincinnati on this one. Love the Reds, starting with Votto, Winker, and India, as we always do. Those are the 3 starting points. Mix and match from there. You can go Naquin for value. Eugenio Suarez, he had a double and a single or 2 doubles on Wednesday. He went deep on Tuesday. He might be starting to heat up again. He's in play. Farmer swinging well. Stevenson catching wise. Mix and match some pieces there, but start with Votto, Winker, India. Build around that one for sure. Last game on this slate is not on the FanDuel slate. FanDuel's got a 4-game day slate. We have 6 here, technically probably 5. Dodgers at the Giants, Cueto, Price. Both can be contrarian plays. I'm not going there yet. Price is not stretched out nearly enough. There's 74 pitches this last time. He'll get a little deeper, so if you want to like roll the dice and hope he's efficient at 57, I get it on a small slate. I also like the Giants' bats versus him. Cueto is completely all or nothing right now. That's what he's done. He put up 17, 17.5, 13.5, 5.5, 27, 17.8. He's been more all than nothing, but this is a Dodgers team that he hasn't played in quite some time. He's dodged them most of the season. So if you want to go Cueto, you can. I'm just going bats in this game, preferably the Giants side of things. You have Slater sub 3K leading off, most likely. Casale should be catching. He's 2,300. Posey left injured on Wednesday night. You got Flores, who I always like, rough. There's going to be some really good options. Tyler Estrada is another nice one. There'll be some really good options from the right side of the place versus David Price. So and affordable. So you can go with some Giants in this one if you want. Dodgers are always stackable. That's always something we talk about. They're always stackable if you want them going against Cueto, preferably, you know, Chris Taylor, who's one of the hottest hitters in the world. You got Muncy and company. See what other value pops up there. But I prefer the Giants in this one. So recapping your early slate here. Cole and Rodon are outstanding. Like, if Washington plays, Scherzer's great. Scherzer's a phenomenal play, and it's only 7 innings. So I take Scherzer overall number 1 if that game goes, because I can see him going to the distance. But Cole Rodon is your top, you know, top pay-up spots. I'll pretty much play ownership there. Whoever's lower owned, I'll go that route. And I'm pairing them up most likely with Luis Castillo. He's my favorite pitcher on this entire slate. Love me some Luis Castillo. If you want a punt, you can go Drew Smyly. If you want to get really freaky with your punt, David Price, I understand. Prefer not to, though. If you're stacking it up, Cincinnati is my favorite stack. Talked about it. Votto, Winker, India. Build around that. The White Sox as well. You got your Andersons, your Abreus, but Moncada, Sheets, Vaughn. Sheets and Vaughn are cheap. Maybe a Larry Garcia. See what else comes out there, but they could be a good one versus Kansas City. And then Giants are in play. Atlanta's in play. And if you want to be contrarian, a little Kansas City, I think, is an intriguing option as well. All right, let's go to the evening slate here. You got a 5-game evening slate on tap for you. It kicks off with Milwaukee at Pittsburgh. Freddie Peralta versus Chad Kuhl. Peralta's 10K. Kuhl is 64. Peralta got a start cut short last time out. He's supposed to be fine in this game. If he is, that's phenomenal. There's a lot of other options on the slate. So if you don't want to play the supposed to game, you can leave him off. If you want to roll the dice, he's a great spot here. I think Chad Kuhl's an awesome, awesome value as an SP2. Like, Milwaukee's sneaky good. They've been swinging good bats. But Kuhl's put up 17 or more points in 3 straight starts. He's put up 16 or more in 5 of his last 6. In 5 of his last 6, he's gone at least 5 innings, given up 3 runs or less, and he's got 6 or more Ks in the 3 of his last 4 starts. Really like what Kuhl's doing here. Going up against Milwaukee, who, again, starting to maybe hit the ball a little bit. We'll see. But they strike out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 248 with a 108 WRC+. So Kuhl at 6,400 could be a very nice value for you in this one. If not, this is a good game to find some value bats. There's another game that I love more for value bats. But, you know, from the Milwaukee side, you got Rowdy Tellez still super cheap, being very productive versus right-handed pitching. So he'll be batting like fifth in the Brewers lineup. I think Colton Wong's still not that expensive, but he's not a super, super value. But guys like Tyrone Taylor is another value for Milwaukee. He's got to keep an eye on. They just traded for Eduardo Escobar. See how that plays out. He'll be expensive, but see how that plays out. And on the Pittsburgh side of things, you got Gamble, who led off on Wednesday night. You have Nagowski. You have let me get his correct name for you here, because I saw he was in the lineup. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Where is he at here? Rodolfo Castro. He's $2,500, second base, third base eligible. Double donged on Wednesday night. He has 5 hits this season. All 5 are home runs. So don't count on that every night, but that's pretty impressive. Gregory Polanco is another cheapie as well. So there's a lot of cheap bats to like in this game, especially if Peralta's limited. Makes things interesting. But overall, probably just skipping this game. Toronto-Boston, Erod Ryu. Erod's been good. Left his last start with a migraine. Toronto's kind of had his number this year. So I like him in a tournament if you want to be freaky, but just beware. Ryu I like quite a bit. Like Robbie Ray showed it in game one on Wednesday. 6 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks. He had a little dicey first inning, but then he settled down, and the strikeouts were aplenty. Ryu's pitched very well against Boston this year. A Boston is striking out a lot right now. So you can take advantage of that. I think Ryu's intriguing at 8,600. Otherwise, stack him up. Toronto. Teoscar, keep loving to play him. You have Vladito. You got Bichette. Grichuk hits lefties well. Look at the catching situation. I get some value there. Mix and match some pieces. But Teoscar is one of my more favorite Toronto players, less than captain obvious plays. That's for sure. And if you are fading Ryu, then obviously you look at guys like JDM, Kiki Hernandez, and some others there. All right. Probably my favorite game on this slate. Baltimore at Detroit. For those that have listened long enough, they know how much I love these two teams, and I love using all their bats. It's Casey Mize, it's Austin Wells, it's all the bats in the world. So stack them up, folks. Detroit is in a phenomenal spot here versus Wells. You're going to get a lot of bullpen from both sides, but Eric Haas, Jonathan Scope, Badu, Grossman, Zach Short's swinging it well. Both Castros, like the whole lineup's in play. My top play is Eric Haas. Build around that. But love Detroit, love them a lot tonight. And then Baltimore's in play, too, versus Casey Mize. Mize won't go deep. You get a bunch of Detroit bullpen. Mancini's on fire right now. Mountcastle's swinging it okay. But you got guys like Cedric Mullins. Austin Hayes is affordable. Urias is affordable. So there's lots of value on both these teams, tons of value with some pay-up spots. Game stack is in play here. Love Detroit if I have to have a one-off, but I have no problem game stacking this one 100% in this game. Oakland at L.A., Anaheim Angels. You got Montas at 9K versus Cobb at 78. Cobb's last outing was cut short with a finger injury. He's supposed to be good to go. We shall see. But Montas at 9K, I'm all aboard on. He's had 2 really strong starts versus the Angels this year, and he's coming off of 6 innings, 3 earned 10K outing versus Seattle. He put 24 points. He has 7 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. As long as he keeps getting these strikeouts, he's a beautiful, beautiful thing going on. And it's an Angels team that is striking out over 22% of the time of late with a 96 WRC plus versus righty. So Montas at 9K, very, very much in play on this slate. I'll probably pass on Alex Cobb because I'm just worried about that injury, and there's some other options I could use. But small slate if you want to. If everything checks the box, is fine, sure. But give me Frankie Montas. Give me some like Matt Olson. Chapman hit a moonshot on Wednesday. Khan is swinging it well. Laureano's swinging it well. They might have started Marte in the lineup. They're an expensive stack. That's the problem. But they are in a good spot there versus Cobb. But if you need anything, just one play, Frankie Montas in this game. Last but not least, Colorado at San Diego. Musgrove, $8,200 for Freeland at 61. Musgrove's a great, great value on this slate. He's like the Luis Castillo of this slate when it comes to value. Coming off back-to-back really, really strong starts for Musgrove. Or no, 2 out of 3. 16 or more points in 2 of his last 3. 4-3-6 Ks. The strikeouts have been the bugaboo for Musgrove. But it's a Colorado team who's actually kind of swinging it okay of late in Anaheim. But it still is the road Rocky, striking out almost 21% of the time versus righties in the last month. Musgrove at 82 is in play for you. And if you are using some bats in this game, Tatis, Machado, Pham, my 3 top plays. Throw in some Will Myers if you want, and then keep building around that. Lots to like there against Kyle Freeland. This team has had great success versus Kyle Freeland. So San Diego, an expensive stack, but a very, very good one at that. All right, recapping your pitching on the 5-game evening slate. Peralta's in play if you are okay rolling the dice that he goes deep. If he goes deep, it's a great play. But Montas at 9K is totally fine. Ryu at 86, I like a lot. You got Musgrove and then Chad Kuhl at 64. So if you want to pay up for bats, go like Montas Kuhl, Ryu Kuhl. You can do that to save some money. Or you just save money with your bats and you stack Detroit. You get some Baltimore action. You can go get some Pittsburgh-Milwaukee value. Get all your value there. Stack up Toronto. Stack up San Diego. Have some fun. So that's how we're going about it. I'm going to be all in on Detroit, Baltimore, and then sprinkle stuff around there. There you have it, folks. Easy peasy. Six game early, five game main slate in the books. Make sure you check me out on Twitter at BDentric. Join the free fantasy DGen Slack chat. We're always talking in there. All sports, even Prize Picks. So go check out Prize Picks. If you're new to Prize Picks, prop bets meets DFS. Tons of fun there. Use promo code Bubba when you create your account. So when you make your first deposit, you get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. Also, give a rate and review on iTunes to this show, MLB DFS Quick Hits. Also, go listen to Bench with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball needs and give a rate and review on that one. All right, everybody. Have a good Thursday. I'll be with you guys on the full slate on Friday. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 29th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.